All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Now I got to be sharp. I listened to one set of downs, shut the radio off, got home, had a snack, went to bed, did not watch a bit of it, woke up, ready to go. So proud of myself. But I did get tipped off by, I think it was Patrick who reached out to me. Patrick Doyle, actually, is who it was. It wasn't Patrick in South Carolina. And he was like, yeah, EZ, I'm on Ra St. Brown. Just had a ridiculous moment on TV. He scored a touchdown. He wrote, Amon-Ra is going to get so much shit. Scored a touchdown. Camera zooms in and he says, I run this shit. N-word. And then I was like, okay, I got to get my hands on this footage. And so I got it. I got it. This I love this guy so much. This Amon-Ra St. Brown. This is the moment. I'll make sure I got it. I'm always afraid that I'm not going to play it for you. Okay, there it is.
Touchdown, Detroit. What a throw and catch.
It was right when Joe Buck stopped talking.
Touchdown, Detroit. What a throw and catch.
And if you've ever heard Amon-Ra talk on his podcast, he's not, he's a riot. He's hilarious. That's the one where he goes on with his brother and his dad, and it's awesome. But he doesn't get this excited. He's really wound up.
Touchdown, Detroit. What a throw and catch.
I don't know why, but I laugh every time our beloved African-American members of society drop that. It is so, to me, that word means guy or man or pal or hombre. If it flies out of the mouth out of a person who is black, people say, yeah, how come they're allowed to say it? I don't know. I don't care. All I know as it is that it is. And I think it should be.
Touchdown, Detroit. What a throw and catch.
I wish that that was so that, I mean, because that's when you're speaking casually. Like if Amon-Ra St. Brown is doing an interview, he's not going to use language like that. But I wish he would. Scott Van Pelt brought it up. Scott Van Pelt brought it up in the post game. This is that moment.
When you scored, you were rather emotional. Let's say, what's coming out of you in that moment? When I mean, I get it.
Don't ask that. He's gonna tell you.
But I mean, it's what is that?
Yeah, excuse my profanity. SVP told me it was on TV. I'm sorry, guys.
I think people get it, but I'm just, you know,
right.
There's mics all over the place.
Yeah,
I'm trying to tell you.
No, I was just excited, man. I think it was a big play in the game, a play that we needed at that time and moment. Big touchdown. I was just full of emotions. Got a little excited.
It happens. When you score.
No, it's not bad. It's fantastic. All right. Rebecca says, let's see what's going on here. Oh, I guess I don't know what's going on with the, someone says you need gig speed internet. I have it. I guess it was the thing was flipping out again. I don't know what's going on, guys. I don't know why this is happening. I haven't even tried to track it down. So my apologies. Tophus says Twitch keeps dumping you, EZ. That's a bummer. So it could be, I guess it could be the internet. I guess it could be the Twitch platform. It could be Streamlabs platform. I'm not 100% sure. All right. Anyway, Amanda says, yeah, hey, I lost you after the Tylenol talk. Damn it. It's definitely ass. I'll look into it. And when I say I'll look into it, what I mean is I'm not going to do anything, probably, and then hope that it corrects it on its own tomorrow. Man Bun Chris says, what was spicy pepper? What does that mean? That's where it cut out for me. So that means like the chicks or the dudes think you're like spicy hot. You're attractive. All right. I hate that that's happening for you folks. My apologies. Hang on a second here. I'm going to go to the boys' room, regroup, and I'll come back. Hopefully you don't lose me during that period of time. You guys stay right there. It's time to take a quick break. Hello, friends. I'm back. So I did do a check on my internet speed. And, you know, you can go to a website and check out the speed of the Wi-Fi. Now, I don't have Wi-Fi on here. This is hardwired from the business modem into here. So this is as fast as it can possibly be. And the hardwired in is faster than Wi-Fi. But the Wi-Fi is at 750 megabits per second. That's absurd. That's super fast. So the hardwire in is much faster. So that's not the issue. At this stage of the game, all I can do is like ask a question to whoever runs Twitch. Say, hey, this keeps happening. Is it your fault? Like, I don't even know how to word it or who I would ask. Whatever. Okay. Tophus says it's Twitch and it's happening to other streamers. Okay, I will investigate that. And how did you hear of this? So basically, they're saying, all right, this show's small. Fuck him. And he doesn't need all of this, whatever computing power on our software he needs to do a show. Is that what's happening there? Is that what you're suggesting? How do you know this information? Explain this to me. All right. Before we continue, I want to say hello to some of the sponsors that make this show possible. Hello to Kuiper Tree Care. If you got a tree down or you want some trees removed, reach out to Kuiper. 616-828-8225. That's 616-828-8225. Can take care of any tree removal, down trees, stump grinding. Fuck, sound like free beer. Not only that, but they can do tree risk assessment and tree pruning. They have three certified arborists there. Call or text Kuiper Tree Care today at 616-828-8225. Tophus says, yes, I've watched other streamers have the same issue today and yesterday. Yoda World says, I've had other streamers have the same issue. Confirmed. Confirmed. Dan writes, freaking Twitch is as bad as the Tigers of recent. Patrick says, yeah, the Guardians are going to take the division. This was an epic collapse. Well, it's not over yet. But it sure seems like it. The Tigers were 10 games up with 15 games to go. And now they are up one game. No. God damn, that's rough. And they play tonight, those two teams. Three-game series. Remarkable. I also want to say hello to Pinball Land, and we have to schedule another pinball orgy. If you're looking for some retro arcade fun, unlimited play for an hour, two, or all day, go to Pinball Land in Rockford, Michigan. You can find their website, pinball-land.com. Pinball-land.com. It's a fun time. You pay $9, you get an hour. You pay $15, you get 2 hours. You pay $20, you get the whole day. And you could spend the whole day there. Downtown Rockford's nice little touristy area to begin with, so you can kind of hang out there in the downtown area and go in and out to Pinball Land as you please for a day for just $20. That's not bad. And so it's good for kids, good for adults. That's what they're really focused on, getting the retro gamers to play. And you can get drinks from any of the area establishments, like booze, and bring it in. They have these outdoor gathering cups called the Aurora Cups, which is a holdover from COVID. You can get those cups and wander around downtown and bring your booze into the gaming area at Pinball Land. They've got cup holders at all the games. Thank you to them. Pinball-land.com online. I have, this is what I'm going to do. As I speak, it looks like there's yet another issue. I am going to pause this and then come back. Maybe if I reset, it'll help. Okay, we're back. And what has been a wonky Twitch day? My apologies. I'm getting various comments like, hey, I'm probably just going to listen to the audio later on. I will soldier on because there's some things I want to talk about that will, of course, make our audio podcast what we want it to be. And that is where my bread is buttered for the most part anyway. So there you go. Badger says we can finish the show. Asshole of the day, anyone? Yeah, it sucks. There's no question. All right. Want to go back in time. It was 17 years ago yesterday that we had a football coach lose his mind from Oklahoma State. I forgot the asshole's name. I'm a man. I'm 40. And he was pissed off because one of the local sports writers said something that he thought was bad about one of his players who, I guess, sucked on the team. So I'm going to play that for you. This is an outstanding moment.
If anybody hasn't read this article, I don't read it. This was brought to me by a mother of children.
I am mother of children, as if there was a mother of dogs.
I think this is worth reading. Let me tell you why I'm talking about this article. 3/4 of this is inaccurate.
It's inaccurate.
It's fiction. Here's all that kid did. He goes to class. He's respectful to the media. He's respectful to the public. Mm-hmm. And he's a good kid. Mm-hmm. And he's not a professional athlete. And he doesn't deserve to be kicked when he's down.
He's 20.
That's why I don't read the newspaper. Because it's garbage. And the editor that let it come out is garbage. Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40. I'm not a kid. Write something about me. or our coaches. That's all I got to say.
All right, that's the short version of it. The longer version is much better. Oh, we need more of that. A South Carolina teacher who was fired over Charlie Kirk comments is now suing. This is going to be a regular thing now. People are like, no, I shouldn't have been fired because I said something awful. I'm not the judge on this, but I think we're starting to get to a point in time when people should know better, right? And that's what this story is all about. I'm not going to play it. It's just it's a teacher's assistant, and it was the, you know, the whole thing about Charlie Kirk had made the comment about the Second Amendment, and I think he said, I'm misquoting it, but I think it's worth to have a cost of, unfortunately, some gun deaths every year, so that we can have the Second Amendment to protect our other God-given rights. This is a prudent deal. It is rational. Now, I wouldn't have said it like that, because the way it sounded when he said it, it sounds like he's saying, well, if some children are slaughtered, so be it. We've got our guns. That's how everybody took that. So she shared that 2023 quote, and then she wrote Charlie Kirk, like he signed it, and then she wrote thoughts and prayers. And that was it, because she said the thoughts and prayers. People are reading those, and they're like, yeah, we got it. It's snark. You're snarking down about the death of Charlie Kirk. And, well, I mean, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't snark down on the death of a guy who 51% of America loves and is supported by the evangelical right. If you snark down on that, there's a good chance you're going to get in some trouble. Piano Finger Banger says it's more like 30% at most. Same difference. And people are saying, you know, like Yoda World, he says, you can't force somebody to keep you employed, honestly. You're right. And it's a sliding scale. It's a sliding scale of behavior. Like, on, 3 months ago, you probably could have told somebody to go fuck themselves, and it wouldn't have mattered. But if you on social media say anything that can be construed as negative about Charlie Kirk right now, there's a good chance you will be hanged. And so she lost her job, and she's probably never going to work again. She'll be homeless. If you lose your job because you said something over Charlie Kirk, just take it. Don't sue, because if you sue, that means it's that much easier for your name to show up in a Google search the next time you're getting a job. Oh, she's that chick who made fun of Charlie. No, fuck her. We're not giving her the job. You don't want to be in that world. Alan says, unless you work for free beer and hot wings. That is referring to Maitland's comments, which somebody asked me about that. And I said, they said, do you think she should be fired? And I said, of course not. No. All she should do is, you know, feel the heat. I wouldn't even have responded. And she didn't respond. There hasn't been anything said, and they did the right thing. Because what she said on that could easily have been construed as snark. You throw that snark out there on this, you either say nothing or you say something nice. And even saying nothing can be dangerous, either in printed form, like on social media, publish a post, or actually saying nothing or saying something. This can all come back to bite you in the ass. You have to be very, very careful. You cannot get all caught up in your feels over this. And frankly, after I took a deep dive on it, I don't think that any of the attacks are warranted on this guy. You seem like a ultra-religious guy who's got some wrong opinions that aren't really worth fighting for, in my opinion, to dispute whatever the hell this fucking, you know, whatever he says. Super religious. Bible thumper. That's the way it's going to be. But no, I never thought she should be fired. I honestly, I was just expecting her to feel the heat, and I think she did. I think she did, but people are kind of like stomping around saying, we demand this. Fuck that shit. This is all, in a perfect world, if there was anything that came out of this, it would be people like not listening. And I don't even know how many people are conservative and even listen to that show now. Because you know what it is. It's very one-sided. It's, liberal, which I don't have a problem with being liberal. But if you only represent one half of the audience, you're going to lose the other half. Now, as you all know on this show, both sides are equally represented with your stupid comments and ridiculous takes on the world. Bob says you still need to maintain a sense of professionalism and decorum. Correct. She did misstep, and she probably got talked to about that. But outside of that, that's about it, in my opinion. And I am 100% the one who tipped the world off to it, and I was glad to do it. By the way, it appears that resetting the stream has had some positive effect. So the next time that happens, I will just bug out and then re-log in. My apologies if you had to sit through that garbage that the signal was in and out during the first part of the broadcast. Alan says, I only listen to them for Who Are These Freebeers? Thank you for that. And I got tipped off to some more audio that I'd like to share with you. Thank you to audience member Francis, who might be here right now. I'm not sure. Francis is out of beautiful Baltimore, Maryland, where the Lions played. And she says, hey, you've probably been sent this about a dozen times because it's pretty glaring. But Maitland, not understanding how Roman numerals work, was pretty good. I hadn't seen this, Francis. It was on September 19th, 2 hours, 46 minutes in. She asks a question in a very dumb way, and Hot Wings calls her out. I'll get to that in a second. Then she says, nobody knows everything. I get that. But there are a lot of basic words that these people do not know, which is very strange, strange considering radio's communication. I wish I had a timestamp, but I think it was Freebeer recently who said the comment, go back to your hovel, H-O-V-E-L. And the chorus of, huh? In the room. Nobody knew what that meant. And, I know what that means. It's like a sloppy home. I mean, I knew what it was when I read it, and then I looked it up after to make sure, and he did say that appropriately. The fact that no one understood what the fuck that meant is what she's pointing out. She says, it really annoyed me. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and UncommonGoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at UncommonGoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at UncommonGoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at UncommonGoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to UncommonGoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. How can their vocabularies be that limited? That is a montage that would be hilarious. All the times they don't know what words mean. I'll listen for those. I would say Hot Wings would have known what a hovel is because he's older and smarter. I would say that is it, though. Steve is as dumb as a box of hammers. Holy shit. The dude is just so dumb. And gay talker Tommy, he doesn't know anything. Maitland, as we've talked about as many times, is very stupid. And Kelly's dumb as shit, too. I went ahead and pulled that clip that she's talking about from Maitland. This is so she gets confused and doesn't really know what the Roman numerals are. As Bob says, Freeber yesterday also spent the whole morning mispronouncing Nobel. So I think I know what you're referencing because I read it in their show rundown yesterday. They covered the Ig Nobel Awards, which I don't think is pronounced Ig Nobel, unless I'm getting it wrong. But the only time I ever heard about those awards was when he talked about them. So to me, it's pronounced Ig Nobel. Is it, or is it called Ig Nobel? I'm not sure because I worked with Greg when we covered it on the show. The Ig Nobels or Ig Nobels are stupid moments in the past year or something like that. Bob says he kept saying Noble. He did? All right. Well, I am now going to go back and check that out. Sometimes I give him the benefit of the doubt. The Noble Awards. So for like, if you do something good in society, you get a Nobel, like the Nobel Peace Prize. He was saying you get the Nobel Peace Prize. All right. I'll take your word for it. Anyway, do all of you know in Roman numerals, like, if it was written out, King Charles I, how would you in the chat say that when you were reading it? Furthermore, if Amanda says, and Yoda World said the same thing, pronounced the I means the first. King Charles the first. If you're looking at a V, Super Bowl V was what? Super Bowl. What number Super Bowl was Super Bowl V? I don't want to, you know, assume that everybody knows that. I'm trying. If I'm going to depict her as immortally stupid, I mean, I don't want everybody to come back at me and say, well, I didn't know that either. I would assume that anyone would know what V, what Roman numeral V is. Amanda, with a great pull, XIX is 19. So I'm not going to get into Kuiper says no idea. I'm not going to get into everything about the Roman numerals because these are the only two that she was referencing that she gets beat up about. This is the clip.
On September 18th, 1544.
A little bit more background, sorry. She's doing the stupid game where there's facts and she reads factoids Maureen style from Wikipedia. And they always suck. And it's always boring. And this is how it comes out when she's using Roman numerals.
On September 18th, 1544, the Peace of Crepy is signed by Holy Roman Emperor Charles the Fifth. I think that's what V is. And French King Francis I, ending the Fourth Habsburg-Valois War.
What was the second leader that you said whose name ended in one?
It says there's an I there.
King Francis the One? That's all sorts of stupid. And she has claimed that she was a like calculus, ace calculus, ace trigonometry. How can someone excel at mathematics yet be so painfully stupid in that setting? Tovis says, is it just me or is her stupidity not endearing? Because you can be endearing when you're stupid. To me, this is ugly stupid. There was a moment when she said that when it gets dark, she actually asked a question. When it gets dark, are clouds still there? Like if the sun is setting and it's a cloudy day and the sun sets and it's now nighttime, are the clouds still there? There was one time Freeber was describing about somebody was had gotten busted and was a international arms dealer. She actually thought he was referring to limbs. And she goes, what? He's dealing limbs? man. Yoda World says she lacks object permanence, the thing they test toddlers for. So, you know, dad is looking at you. Dad puts the blanket up. Is dad still there? You know, at a certain age, they're going to assume dad is still there. My God. That's scary that someone can be that dumb. This is a stupid human being. Holy shit. All right, so that is just part of what I'm going to be covering on Who Are These Free Beers. I also want to thank, in addition to that tip-off by Francis, And I'm really gun-shy about this, guys. If I'm here right now, can you give me a confirmation that that you're getting this show with the chat? Because Yoda World wrote, he's gone. But I don't know if he's referring to me or object, what do you call it? Object permanence. He says, no, I was playing into your bit. Yeah, I thought so too, but there was a part of me that was like, maybe I'm gone again, and then I got to reset the whole goddamn thing. That would have been something if I did. Oh, no, I just lost my stream again. I'm such a bitch. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, I also got a bunch of timestamps from Rising Star and the Podcastscape, Pat Phipps. And Pat gave me several leads on material that I can use that I will share, including two more moments of insanity from our very own pal Steve with the effort that he puts in and going deep on details when it comes to stories. So the subject matter during a recent Around the Room, it will surprise you not at all, the subject matter. And it will also not surprise you how far back, how much setup and backstory he has to give you. For example, if I'm talking to you, giving you my story about how I'm looking at the students in the class, I don't like to say my students, the students in the class, and they're looking at me with blank stares. That's the story. But if I set it up by going back 2 days and talking about how much effort I put into writing the lecture and ultra-specific things within the lecture and how excited I was to give the lecture, you see, it's already starting to feel tedious, me just giving you an example of how it could have been if I wasn't a cock. Wait a minute. If I was a cock at telling stories, which I'm not. Kind of a cock. Anyway. Oh, God damn. He goes so deep. Too much. This does not need to be. This needs to be a 15-second story. Here's the anecdote. In the old days, if you got a porno VHS tape, the way they made those is they had plots and storylines, which were all stupid. And no one cared about those. They would actually try to tell some type of story. At least that's how it was in Back Door to the Future, starring Ron Jeremy. So what you do is you put it and you fast forward to when they're actually porking. And then, all right, cool, I got it. Then you just buzz through all the stupid dialogue and just get to the sex. Get to the sex! Jesus. Piano Finger Banger says, I'm going to guess it involves either some kind of home improvement project or car project. And I can understand why you think that, but that's not the new favorite toy. The new favorite toy is something else that he goes to way too much. Piano Finger Banger says, Steve, a.k.a. Leaf Blower Voice. And it doesn't help that he does not raise his tone, decrease his tone, change his energy. He doesn't pause. He doesn't emphasize. He's not animated when he tells it.
It's all like this. So hey, let me start out by saying that this story goes back 2 days of the owl on the side of my house. I decided I wanted to get an owl on the side of my house. So I went to the hardware store, and I pulled into a parking spot. And there was a guy next to me in a truck. And we opened up our doors at the same time, and I almost hit his door, and he...
You feel that? You feel the life being sucked out of your soul? I'll be featuring that when we do Who Are These Free Beers. My God. One more Charlie Kirk story. Lady goes into the Ohio Starbucks. And what they're doing right now is the Charlie Kirk fans are... It seems like a trap. They're... Because I don't know why this happened. I might not be getting the whole background, but they're focusing on Starbucks. You go into Starbucks and you order the coffee and you got to write that who's the coffee for, and you got to say it's for Charlie Kirk. So then they'll write on the cup, you know, Charlie Kirk. Now, to me, this seems like the MAGA crowd are trying to do like a gotcha moment. They're trying to fuck with people. And because how does that honor Charlie Kirk? It seems to me like they're just trying to get people to annoy the people who don't like Charlie Kirk to do something rude. And then when they do something rude, go and get them fired, which the person shouldn't do that in the first place. But I don't know. I mean, can't you just not? Why don't you just give them your name? Unless you go in there just to try to get people fired. You know what I mean? I don't like that at all. There are a lot of people that are not nearly as brilliant and thoughtful as me in the world. As you know, I didn't know who the fuck Charlie Kirk was. And I sure as fuck am not going to take a bunch of left-wing cocksuckers telling me who the fuck he is and whether or not I should hate him. Not true. I don't like anything about the MAGA movement, and I don't believe with anything that fucker says. I don't believe in anything he says. Well, there's some things I should say I respect. I respect how he handled people from time to time. I like that, and the clips that we've played on here. But it's all like I respectfully disagree with you. But when I was like, well, no, he's not who y'all think he is. I think you haven't given him a fair shake. He did. But, I mean, give me a fucking break now. You're actually going out of your way trying to get people fired and get them riled up because, again, not everybody did a deep dive on him like me. And people are set in their feelings are set in stone. They're not willing to take into consideration another person's point of view, which you should. You should have a bracelet that says, what would Easy do? All right? What would Jesus do? Yeah, sure. Jesus, those are all good things, but you're not doing those things. So I want you to get next to your Jesus bracelet, what would Eric Zane do? And live by my standards. Because Jesus won't look you in the face and say, you're a dumb fuck. I will. All right? And you are. So quit being a dumb fuck. All right. The people's order with him when he would do his debates. Amanda says, Charlie always had a Starbucks and somebody asked him what his favorite was. So there's some of the backstory. He always ordered herbal tea with 2 honey from Starbucks to help keep his voice. Bob says, I don't know much. I believe these Starbucks stories. I don't know how much I believe these Starbucks stories, although recently they started writing random things on my cups. Tophus says Jesus is too nice. He hung out with hookers, too. Piano Finger Banger says, what would EZ do? A few options. One, give you a verbal beatdown. Two, call 911. Three, pick up sticks. Now, this is what I want to get to. This actually happened. Because this chick who did this, and she's a total babe, by the way, this Charlie Kirk disciple. Customer orders Charlie Kirk's drink, Charlie Kirk's Starbucks drink, and finds a disturbing hate message. Employee gets fired. She's in Ohio. She went to the Starbucks. Autumn Perkins. Sounds cute. That's a cute chick's name. She ordered the Charlie Kirk. And then when she got it, this is what it said. Racist favorite drink. Fuck. So she got the order. She was shocked to see it. It's time for people to stop this nonsense. So now she's doing a world tour. She's on Fox News Digital. She's in the New York Post. She's a total babe. I don't like short hair at all. But this chick's hot as hell. I feel like Charlie stood for respect. We don't have to agree on everything. We can agree on a lot of things, but we respect each other, she went on. So I don't know. Should she have made this known? Should Autumn Perkins, who, you know, she's probably sucking off a MAGA guy right now. Should she have gone to the press and said, look, I'm hot. Here's my racist Charlie Kirk. This is what they said. Holy shit. We got to get this bitch fired. Is that above board? Because I don't think it is. I think MAGA, I think you're going to have to start. I mean, it's all been done before. You're not going to change anybody. I think enough examples have been made of people. Do we really need to start keep getting people fired going forward? If Charlie Kirk were alive today, I would hope that he would say, you know, enough. Enough getting people fired. They're stupid fucks. They're going to do what they do. We're better than them. We're going to win the next 80 elections because I'm dead. Wait a minute. So if the ghost of Charlie Kirk came back and said, look, fuck them all. I am now hanging out here playing cornhole with Jesus. And we have the next 80 elections sewn up because of these dumb fucks. Let them be miserable, because every time these stories come out and every time something like this happens, it's just, it's piling on now. It's not even fair at this point. They cannot get out of their own way. I feel like Charlie stood for respect. We can't communicate and grow if we're disrespecting each other. Writing this on a cup is unacceptable, and we have clear policies that prohibit negative messages to help preserve a welcoming environment. The Starbucks location is licensed and operated by the Kroger grocery chain. We understand that this associate was terminated by Kroger. That's good on Kroger. You know, you want to make sure that you get ahead of that. Tophus says both sides need to back down. Shit never ends well. Black Belt Nick says, yeah, because Starbucks came out and officially said that they would respect the orders. You know, now that makes sense to me. I remember seeing it. And I was like, why is that? What's happening here? What am I missing? And I, now that you told me that Kirk had a specific drink that he liked, that makes sense. Bob says, again, I still don't know if I believe these. I need store security cam video of the barista actually writing it. Well, I mean, you understand, though, that the New York Post is going to vet the source and get a confirmation from Kroger. They're not just going to go, oh, really? It happened? Great. And then just write. Amanda says, did you watch the South Park episode about Charlie Kirk? Because it was really funny. Yeah, I actually played them on here, the clips. And I don't know if I played them all, but what I saw was hysterical. And he laughed at that. He thought it was great. Bob says, do you really believe that they would vet? I do. I do believe that they would vet. I believe that. Okay, folks, the Patreon is coming up. Before I get to the asshole of the day, the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage says, hey, rates are starting to drop. It might be time to consider a refi. Reach out to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage to find out if that is you. Call at 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505 for more information about possibly getting, a refi, or just buy now and refinance later. That's what I've been talking about for the longest time. But slowly but surely, the mortgage rates are going to get back to normal. Kuipers, you might want to wait a little longer in mommy and daddy's house before you get your mortgage. I think you already got one, don't you? And you're looking for a house? I have no idea. All right. Hey, well, anyway, thanks for sticking with me on the show today. I appreciate you. I'll just have to make the asshole of the day twitch again because of that nonsense. But now that I know that since I reset it, we haven't had a problem. So that might be the start of curing our issues or stifling them to some degree if this happens again. As always, you're magnificent. Thank you so much. I'll be on Who Are These Broadcasters today with Christian at 2 p.m. Eastern time. And I have an update for the folks on Patreon. I had talked about something, and I will share with you some insight to that. We don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know, but they do. It's because you didn't sign up for Patreon. You can sign up for free at patreon.com/Eric Zimmer. Thank you, folks. Have a good one, and bye-bye.